Welcome back. Happy Sunday, you guys. Good morning. Welcome to episode 46 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. Nice to see you guys. Hope you're doing great. Welcome to Sunday morning here. It's 7:30. You can't see outside, but it is gray and pouring rain, which is pretty cool. I'm really enjoying it. And how are you? Hope you guys had a great week. I had a really good week. It was just awesome. Been pretty nice here. We just kind of started this fall rain cycle. We just started this yesterday, I think, and it's been mostly pretty nice all week. Where did I leave you guys off last Sunday? I was heading down to the surf. I had a great Sunday last Sunday. I went surfing in the morning. I saw some friends. I think I went surfing in the evening. Saw more friends. I think it was a beautiful sunset. I think that was that night. I'm trying to remember. But at some point this week, anyways, I had a beautiful sunset sesh and a bunch of people down there. It was really nice. And maybe I surfed Monday. But at any rate, it's been a long time now since I've surfed, it feels like. And probably heading into the winter here, I probably won't be doing much of that anymore, which is fine. My week, other than that, was just fantastic, you guys. I hope yours was too. I've been feeling really fit. Haven't had any digestion issues at all, knock on wood. And my food situation, what I've been eating, it's been changing a little bit, which is interesting. You know, I'm my freezer is full of ground beef and lamb, as you guys know, which is my normal everyday meal. But then it's also full of lamb ribs, beef short ribs, some bones, some soup bones, marrow bones. What else is in there? It's just the lamb neck, lamb ribs, lamb shanks. I should have had the shanks ground as well. They're just really lean, even when I braise them with all their stuff. The meat part still comes out real lean. But at any rate, so this week I've been eating a little less, ground beef and lamb, and eating a little more of the whole cuts. So I ate ribs, gosh, I think 3 or 4 days this week. And you know, I started to do better. I've been telling you guys, it usually gives me a little bit of diarrhea when I eat too much liquid fat. And I did something different this week, and seems to be helping. I'll tell you what, it doesn't sound very appealing. And I wasn't very into it, but I did it sort of accidentally one night. Here's what I did. My ribs are packed up in like little packs of threes, and so when I thaw them out, there's too many. And so usually I kind of refreeze one or put it back in the fridge, but this time I just cooked all three all at once. And so what that meant was I had cold ones the next day. And I'll tell you what, when it was cold, I was much more, I found the fat much more palatable. Like, I enjoyed it a lot more. And I didn't have any gastric distress after eating a whole bunch of fat with those fatty ribs when the fat was solid. So that was kind of interesting. So I did this week, I think I had ribs like 3 or 4 times. And I ate quite a bit of fat in those sessions. I did have a little digestive distress, a little diarrhea one evening, I guess, but nothing bad. But for the most part, I felt way more, firm, I guess I'd say, that when eating that fat when it was cold than I have in the past. And I don't know if I'm just getting more adjusted to it or whatever, but at any rate, I was pretty pleased to find that out. And I did something else. I took some of that cold fat that I, peeled off of those ribs, and I mixed it in with my burgers. That was really good. And I made some bone broth, and I roasted the bones and ate the marrow right out of the bones, and I really enjoyed it, which was also new to me. I've been trying it, and that little bit was always been good, but for this time around, I was like, and I had like a whole tablespoon probably and loved it. Really what it comes down to is the top of my freezer is all those cuts wrapped up in paper, and then down below are all the tubes of ground beef. And so kind of got to dig my way through all this stuff on top, and I know I'm going to end up with, if I keep going just at the ground beef, I'll just end up with all this stuff and no ground beef. So trying to even out my intake a little bit and eat them at the same rate, and also, you know, combine them a little bit. Like I said, mix the lamb fat that I don't eat with the ground beef that I do, so I eat all of it. And I'm also finding that I'm a little more capable, a little more interested in eating some of those real fatty bits. So it's been cool. It's been a good week. I feel like I learned some stuff, which is always exciting, especially, you know, this far down the road, to still be teasing out the details. And yeah, so I didn't feel significantly different than I had in the past, other than feeling, you know, intestinally solid and not having issues. But, you know, I didn't feel any super excess energy or any, you know, anything like that. But I will say I had a good week. I did feel really energized. I got a lot done. My lists, my goals were all checked off, and yeah, so it's been good. And eating a little different has been good for me. It also sort of breaks up my ability to monitor how much I eat. Not that I've been caring about how much I eat, but I've just been sort of on this real steady, because my ground beef and my ground lamb are in tubes, and it's 2 pounds of beef and 1 pound of lamb, and it's just, that's what it is every day. So, which is fine. I've been totally happy with all of my progress. My weight is great, and my strength is good, and all of that. I think I've been eating probably right about at maintenance. But it's nice to sort of, you know, get out of the, not that I've been measuring, but just get out of those fixed amounts, and sort of just go by, am I hungry? Do I want to eat those ribs? You know? So it's been cool. It's been a good week. So into non-zero carb stuff, but just living through life and partly zero carb, you know, I've had a great week this week. And a lot of that, you know, I've spent a lot of time this week really sort of really focusing on being here and being in the moment and just, you know, trying so hard not to focus on the future, not worry, not, you know, I do have goals and I do plan for the future, but those goals are really just a roadmap for how to get where I want to go. They're not goals like, this is what I want to be doing in 2 years or 90 days. And in a sense, they all, I do write that and I do think about that, but then I forget about that. I don't want to think about, you know, anxiety, have the anxiety or live in, just, you can really only live in one moment, right? Whenever your head is reminiscing about the stupid things you said a year ago or what you might do next week or whatever, when you're thinking about other times, you can't be thinking about this time. Like, you're just not here. You're not present. You're there. You're in that time. So I use my goals not to look forward, but to make a map for how to get there. And so really, when I look at my list, it's not about what I should be doing or what I want to be doing in an hour or whatever. It's really just to help me figure out, you know, where I am right now, what are some activities I can partake of right now that'll move me in the direction I want to go. And so I've had a really good week, like really trying to live in the moment and be content with all of the gifts and blessings that I have here right now. And, you know, the farther I go down this path and the more I work on that discipline, the better I get at it. And so, yeah, I found myself, you know, a little worried about finances and worried about what I'm doing and future and, you know, just normal, right? Normal human anxiety, I guess you'd call it, or introspection or whatever. And so I spent the week, you know, doing my stuff and getting a lot done, but also really focusing on just trying to be here now and hear the rainfall and, you know, be a part of the coming season and be present in the moment, watch the leaves fall. And yeah, so I've had a really good week and I've really been working on that. And I wanted to share with you one of my favorite tricks for doing that. And it sounds so silly. And I just touched on it, but really, you know, if you're in a space where you're finding yourself, you know, turning over and over something that happened in the past in your mind or worrying about the future. You know, when I was so sick, and I've said this before, and when I didn't have a diagnosis and when I didn't know what was coming and my, my appointment was a year away, you know, I was so anxiety ridden and I just felt paralyzed. And so one of the tools that I learned was, you know, to try and stay in the moment and to stay positive and just be grateful for this minute that I have here right now, or this time I have, you know, this instant, really not minute, this instant right here. One of the best tools I've learned for keeping me there, for helping, that helps me stay in the moment, is just observation. It's funny because I use that a lot, don't I? Talk about it with regards to science and everything else, but it's so profoundly powerful of a tool. It is such a powerful tool. Sorry, I'm not talking very good. Good morning. You know, I'll be there. I'll be doing my yoga, let's say, when I'm really trying to be right there, present, you know, doing my best plank or whatever. And instead, my brain is worried about something I said, or, you know, agonizing over why I can't suggest that the type 2 diabetics don't eat carbs. They don't like that, apparently. but at any rate, you know, I struggle with staying in the moment, like all of us do. It's difficult. It feels very unnatural. And so, you know, just observing the world around you in that moment and commenting on it, I mean, in your head or out loud or whatever, I find is one of the most powerful tools I have for keeping me in the moment. So, you know, I'll be sitting there and I'll be worried about, like I said, what I said, or how I'm going to get down to, you know, go where I need to go or whatever, agonizing, you know, worrying about something that I don't need to be thinking about, not being in the moment. And I'll catch myself. And so what I do is I just look around and just observe. And I like to, you know, I like, for me, what I find really valuable is observing sort of the natural world and the natural cycles, although that's not super important part of it. It's really just observing the world around you in this instant and being there. And so, you know, for me, I'll look out the window, I'll just go, wow, it's late fall. Look at the leaves are falling. And what's happening right this instant, you know, that little little breeze is blowing, coming out of the east. It's blowing those leaves off the trees. The temperature's cool. You know, I can hear that bird chirping. I can hear him scratching on the, you know, tree with his beak, the little woodpecker. I can see the sun rising. I don't look over there and say, I see that dust, I need to clean it. You know, nothing. I try not to, it does happen, but I try not to observe things that then lead to an action. It's more just about being a part of it. You know, I'm here. I can observe the way it feels, the wood, you know, the wood floor under my hands doing my plank, or observe, you know, the sound of my little dog's ears flipping around when he comes in and shakes off the rain. And just observing those things, just being in that instant and making yourself be a part of it and putting yourself, you know, into that picture and not allowing yourself to live in the past or in the future. It's a really powerful tool for me. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. You know, observe the world around you, observe the instant around you, observe the smells and the feels and all that stuff, and you can't be anywhere else. And in that moment, you're in that moment. So I've been working really hard on that this week, and you know, that's kind of my goal this winter, right? Is just to sort of hunker down, prepare myself, you know, to take advantage of this great blessing I've been given to have arrived here healthy and ready for the next step. And the next step is just living, right? It's just being here in the moment and being happy with what I have. And yeah, so I could probably just go on saying those same words over and over to you guys all day, so I'll stop. But that's been my goal this week, and I've had a really good week. I've had a lot of success with that over these last years, really, and I'm finding myself pretty content going through my days. This is pretty great. So yeah, so I'll leave it there. I hope you guys are doing great, and I hope you guys are living in the moment and appreciating every instant you have here. We don't have too much time. Any of us could be a long time or a short time, and you never know. So boy, just enjoy every second and be thankful, you know? So, all right. Well, I'm super thankful for all you guys. Super thankful for all your support, as always, and comments, for all of your lovely, lovely, lovely camaraderie, I guess I'll say. No, I really appreciate it. It's just, you know, I it is still hard to be this different, right? Like, we are definitely, you get complacent. We get in our little group and we feel like, oh, this is pretty normal, but I interacted with the world a little bit today and or this week, and you know, I was reminded again of what a unique perspective we have. So I'm going to keep sharing, and despite how difficult sometimes it is to share your message and have it be thrown back at you, you know, I know that we can help people, and some people aren't ready to hear it yet, and that's okay. It's the right thing to do, I believe, to share our experiences. And hopefully at some point when others are ready to hear that or need to hear it for themselves, they'll be open to it. So I know that we can help people. And yeah, so let's just keep doing it. So anyways, I'm really off on a tangent. So I'm going to let you guys go. I'm going to get on with my dark and rainy Sunday here. I'm going to be right here in the moment. I'm going to rest, get ready for a big week of progress and being here now. I don't know if those things go together, but they do, actually. So, all right, you guys, I don't know how to thank you enough. You guys really, every week I'm so grateful for this time that I spend with you and for all the comments, and yeah, it just means a lot to me. So thanks, guys. Hope you guys are doing great, everybody, and ready for the winter. and we'll check in with you guys next week, and we'll see how we're doing. Let me know if there's anything I can share with you or help you on your journey. And as always, you guys, thanks so much for listening and watching. And I will see you guys next time. All right. Thanks. See ya.